Hey, so, a little birdie tells me that you might be having a bad day. I guess I just wanted to let you know that it's okay to feel bad sometimes. But what you need to realize is, it's a bad day, not a bad life. What I mean by that is, everyone in their life has bad days. Sometimes completely terrible days, like the worst. But you don't feel like that all the time, even though sometimes you might feel like you do. If you didn't feel bad, you wouldn't know what it feels like to feel good. The hardships that you've gone through will only make the eventual great days that you're going to have even better. I promise you that. Things might get worse before they get better, but they will always get better. Every time. Situations are happening in the world right now that might feel hopeless. It's scary. It's new. Why you, you know? Why this? Why now? It's hard during these times to not feel completely and utterly alone. That's valid. It's valid for you to feel that way. Maybe you feel like no one cares. That's only because you haven't seen people in such a long time. And they are probably feeling the exact same way that you do. I personally don't like talking on the phone, but... but I have to admit, I always feel better after I do. Even if it is just a mundane, hey, how are you? What are you doing? What have you been up to? This is what I've been doing. It might not seem like much, but when you haven't talked to people in so long, anything can seem interesting. You have to find ways to force yourself to connect with other people. Even if you are an introvert like myself, you still need people. You'll always need other people. Some more than others, but that is just a fact. Humans are humans. It's human, completely human, if after a while you haven't caught up with your friends. You haven't seen family. Maybe you haven't seen your partner. Maybe you don't have a partner. That's okay. But no matter what, please just force yourself to be with people that you love. We'll all remember the effort later, when things get good again. This time can spend maybe to get to know people better. Online friends, such an asset. They can just be there for you at the touch of a button, you know. Online friends have gotten me through some pretty bad times myself. Tell your friends you miss them, you love them, you wish you could see them, and oh, this sucks, doesn't it? It sucks. I'm sure they'll agree. I agree, we all agree. But it's not forever. You'll feel happy again. You'll feel fulfilled again. And don't feel guilty for not doing much these days. That's fine. Now is not the time for action. Now is the time to keep everybody safe, and that includes you. The number one person in your life should always be you. If you're putting others before yourself, you might be doing it wrong. You cannot help others if you are not feeling okay. But loving yourself enough to care for yourself, just know you can do it. You can spoil yourself. You should revel in the fact that you are spoiling yourself. You are allowed. It's okay. I encourage it. Eat your favorite foods. Learn how to make them even better. What's that dish your mother or your grandmother or whoever cooked for you when you were younger? You really liked it? Ask them for the recipe. If you have the recipe, you can make anything you want. It might not taste exactly the same the first time, but hey, sometimes you can make it even better. pick up a game that you played when you were younger that always made you feel happy. Nostalgia is good, and you have my permission to make yourself feel good. There is no such thing as wasting a day. If your day consisted of sleeping, it's okay. You were tired. Just set an alarm for yourself and get up, because sleeping for more than 10 hours can be quite bad for you. So, I'm not saying sleep for as much as you possibly want, but it can make the days go by if you get a good night's sleep. Maybe there's something around the house that you always wanted to get around to fixing. Maybe you have a friend or family member who needs your help. Because that's right, during these times, they might need you more. And just as you're allowed to rely on other people, you should let other people rely on you too. If you are happy, healthy, and able to, lend that happiness and healthiness to other people. We're not all able-bodied. We're not all able to do everything ourselves. Everyone, absolutely everyone, needs a little bit of help from time to time. Another interesting thing is sort of your pets. If you have a pet, when was the last time you actually sat down and interacted with them? Not just a quick, hey, how are you? A quick pat. I love you. I have stuff to do. If you have a special little guy in your life, please take some time to be with them too. They're probably very happy that you're home all the time now. And a pet is just another person that needs you. You need to be happy and healthy for their sake as well. Same if you have children. If you don't think that you yourself are deserving of being taken care of, find someone who does. Find someone who needs you. Even if you don't know this person, you see them struggling, you see they need help. If you are able to, if you have the means, please reach out and please help them. But above all else, stay safe. You can't help others or yourself if you are sick or in danger. I'm not exactly sure where I was going with this, but these are things that I needed to hear at one point or another. So, I wanted to let you know as well. Things are going to be okay. You are going to be okay. Don't stop fighting for the world that you want to live in as well. I believe in you, and I believe that you can do anything that you set your mind to as well. We will get through it. Now go, tell someone that you love them.